Cool weather across the Midwest continues to induce a little bit of fear about early frost and freeze potentials, but it doesn't look like we're going to have to worry about that for a while. The majority of our temperatures across the region will stay cooler biased as we move through the middle of this month, and there will be additional concern about that subject matter. Temperatures this morning were as cold as 42 degrees at Aberdeen, South Dakota, and there were a number of other locations across parts of the eastern Midwest that got into the upper 40s, and some lower 50s, of course. 50s were common across the region in general. We are going to be seeing a continuation of this pattern for another few days, and then we'll start seeing some warm-up take place, but a reinforcing shot of cooler air will also come along to prevent us from getting dramatically warm anytime real soon. But we will see temperatures that are a lot closer to normal as we move forward through the weekend and into the early part of next week for a large part of the region. And by that, I'm basically saying the temperatures will become more in the 80s across the region, some upper 70s still occurring in the north, and we may see a couple of lower 90s in the far southernmost parts of the Midwest. This will be during the warmer days. Certainly today will not be one of those days. We'll be looking at highs in the 70s, with even a few upper 60 degree readings possible in northeastern Ohio or parts of Michigan, and we'll expect the 80s to be almost non-existent in the heart of the Midwest. As we go through the day tomorrow, we'll see a few more lower 80s occurring in the western and southern parts of the region, but we're not expecting them to be widespread until we get into the heart of the weekend. At that time, we will see upper 70s near the Great Lakes region. Otherwise, 80s will be common across the region, and we will see some lower 90s in other locations across the region. And our low temperatures at night are still going to be quite favorable for crop development. We'll see a lot of 50-degree lows and some lower 60s beginning to show up again as we get to the Friday through Sunday period. Nothing much warmer than that for a while. Crops have got a plenty of energy to work with between the moisture in the soil and the temperatures being favorable, so aggressive crop development will take place as we get involved with some more warmer weather. The next opportunity for rainfall across the region is going to evolve as we get into the weekend. In the northwestern Corn Belt in particular, we're expecting to see at least some shower and thunderstorm activity beginning to occur as a frontal system approaches the region. Until we get to that frontal system, there will still be some instability showers occurring underneath this broad region of low pressure that is common across the Midwest. This is a low pressure system aloft, and it will continue to produce some instability showers on a daily basis. But as far as having an organized frontal boundary coming across the region, that will hold off until we get to the end of the weekend and into the early part of next week. And it'll begin in the northwestern areas, the Dakotas, Minnesota, portions northwestern Iowa. These areas will see rain Sunday into Monday, perhaps. The frontal boundary will eventually work its way across the region. There is a more organized low-pressure system going to evolve across parts of the northern plains and the upper Midwest during that period of time. It might help to stimulate some more aggressive shower and thunderstorm activity and some heavier rainfall. And there may actually be a little bit of scattered showers in the lower parts of the western Corn Belt. Now, don't look for that to be a soaking that is so badly needed in that region. It's still pretty darn dry from portions of the northern Delta and southern portions of Illinois back through Missouri and Kansas to portions of Nebraska and South Dakota. Only the northern parts of that region will see any kind of serious relief, and it's still questionable how serious that might be. The lower parts of that region will continue to have a drier bias, even if there are some showers that occur in the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.